Hello, and Captain Daphne, welcome back. It is a new year back on Earth in the 21st century, and we just watched a few episodes of Star Trek Prodigy. And so the first one we watched was Kobayashi Maru, and it was about Dal taking this test where there's no chance of winning. Do you have any thoughts on that episode?
Well, I really like how he kept trying, and eventually he figured out that there's no way to win.
Do you think it was a fair test?
Yeah.
Do you think he needed to learn a lesson?
Definitely.
And the other thing that we learned in that episode was we got to see the holodeck. So that's where the Kobayashi Maru was. It's the place where they can do all those simulations. So at first we saw Murph was on that frozen planet,
Oh, yeah.
and then
That
she
was
showed them
cool.
like Dracula's castle. Janeway showed them a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
If you could have a holodeck where you could go, where would you? What would be the
Oh,
place you would
I
create on
have
the
two
holodeck?
decisions.
Yep.
Probably a castle or a candy land
Oh,
where I could
okay.
actually eat the candy.
Yes.
But I don't really think that's a simulation.
Maybe.
Simulations are like you can't really eat them. It's like something that you think is real.
Yeah, exactly. So they said it felt real, like you could feel the snow and it felt cold and stuff, but it might be able to replicate you the candy using the food replicator, and then you could eat that. And then we also in that episode, Gwyn found a whole bunch of data that was encrypted, and she was
Oh,
able to
yeah.
use her
She was in her
abilities.
language to, and
Yeah.
she read the passcode to get, and then she said, and it unlocked
Yeah,
stuff.
exactly. And then Janeway found out some clues on the mystery of the ship that they're on, because they found this hologram, and maybe that like her evil dad stole the ship.
Yes.
So I guess that was the first episode. And
Uh-huh.
then the second episode we saw was an episode where Dal reconnects with a Ferengi that
A
used to.
Ferengi?
Yeah, that's the name of the alien with the
Oh,
big
that
ears.
liar, that
Yeah.
cheater, that thief.
Yeah, and
Thief of a person.
the Ferengi had been, had run a scam with the Dal, and Dal thought they were kind of like family.
Well, they kind of were, but she, but the Grangie said that it's stealing before friendship.
Yeah, basically, and that they had even actually, we learned at the end, sold Dal into slavery, basically.
Oh, yeah, because he sold him to this place to work at the mines, but he thought he was kidnapped.
Yeah, and they went to this planet where the aliens had basically special sound powers that they could use to shape the land around them.
Oh, that was cool. I like how they like switch to a different what's it called?
Frequency?
Frequency, well, I can't even say it, to get all the sand dunes down.
And did you like, they had those crystals that they made music on, like light
Yeah,
music?
but it wasn't nice for them to steal it. But I like how eventually they put that cool tag on it, so when they stole it, they could like just teleport it back.
Yeah, that was pretty smart.
Yes, it was.
You thought that those aliens looked pretty cool, yeah? In that episode, we also learned about a couple of concepts. One is the concept of first contact, and which is, the first time that you meet a new alien species. And then the Prime Directive. Did you catch what the Prime Directive was about, what Janeway was saying at all?
What?
So Janeway was saying, you're going to this planet. They've never met the Federation before. They've never met us before. So we have to be super, super careful. And the Federation has something called the Prime
What's the
Directive.
Federation again?
It's the group of planets and aliens, including humans, that Janeway and all the people in Star Trek represent.
Oh, yeah.
So she was saying we have a really, really important rule called the Prime Directive, where when we go meet someone for the first time, we have to be open and like acting in good faith, and that we don't try to tell them what to do or like change the way that they are. And so she was really mad at them because by trying to steal the crystal,
They didn't, they did not follow anything she said.
yeah. Do you think that's a good rule?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, I don't know. Sorry, I forgot what you just said.
Do you think it's a good idea that if you were going to go meet a new alien species that you should approach them and, you know, not go in trying to, like, you know, destroy
definitely.
Them or change
that's
what they're doing, but, like, try to learn from them?
That's definitely a good rule.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you go to their home, it's not like it's your place. It's like you have to follow by their rules.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually very nice to even give them even accept the gift that was nothing interesting.
Mm-hmm.
For like music, and that was very cool. But the growlery thingy, it was not enough. She actually thought they'd give her a crystal for it.
Yep. No, it's pretty dumb. Yeah. Okay. And then the last episode. We just watched where they all get split apart in time. What did you think about that one?
Well, I really like how everyone did a part, and I really like how the main storyline of that part was that even if you think you can't do something, if you focus and if you really focus on it, you can probably accomplish it. So
yeah, like if you believe you can do it, and if you put in the effort. And I also liked that they talked about, you know, everyone kind of built on the person that went before. So, you know, everyone was able to go a little bit farther because someone else had put, kind of helped them get to that point.
Yeah. I agree.
What did you think about Rock in that movie or that episode? That seemed like a really big episode for Rock, who is one of your favorite characters.
Yeah, because like they think he's mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know it. What's the gender?
She's a girl.
They think she's mean, but she's actually just like a sweet little. She's just a sweet kid. It was a really good big show for a big episode for her, meaning that usually she's just like the shy girl,
mm-hmm.
but it really showed that. That they can do whatever they put their mind to,
mm-hmm.
even if they doubt themselves.
Yeah, I really liked that. And also that it's normal to be afraid sometimes, but, you know, with the support of, like, friends and people that love you, you can face your fears and get through them and accomplish things.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, is there anything else that we want to talk about those last episodes? I guess, how are you feeling? Like, are you enjoying the series now? Or
I have one question.
Yeah.
Are they going to make more?
Yeah, so right now we know that there are 3 more episodes coming out before the break. And then I think they have some more episodes again in a couple months.
Mm.
Yeah.
They already had a long break last time.
Yeah, so they're doing 5 episodes at a time, or 6 episodes at a time.
That reminds me of, except very slow, way slower. There's a show called Rainbow High,
mm-hmm.
and they, not trying to be rude mm-hmm. to the people who
yeah.
made it, but they're, like, making a long episode, which is, like, at least 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
a bit longer than 30, and they're doing one episode, and then, like, a long time till
mm-hmm.
they do another, and it's, like, we're waiting and waiting
yeah.
and waiting, and I have to go onto YouTube Kids and look up Rainbow High, because sometimes they have, like, a sneak peek, like, a half of the show
mm-hmm.
in, like, the main story on that stream.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm just excited about it, and I really want to see what happens more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's, like, people on YouTube, or YouTube Kids like you who, like, get a show, and they have to talk about it on their episode
mm-hmm.
yep. and stuff. So, in one of the shows, they're saying there's these two new characters and stuff. So I think that means that they're going to be in the next episode
mm-hmm.
that they're making. And, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we talked in the beginning of today when we started watching again that it was kind of hard to remember where we left off. So that's one problem about taking long breaks, and I definitely wish that the breaks were a bit shorter. So, sorry, I was wrong. So there's 2 more episodes coming out before the break, and then there's going to be another bit of a break, but, we have 2 more to go, and then we will have 2 more sets of 5 episodes coming.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
So I think we're good.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us, Captain Daphne, and we will talk to you again soon.